Now, I've often been asked questions, well, why wasn't there another 1130 that followed this one? Well, the answer to that question is there was. We had a project in France, in our French laboratories, that was designed to produce an electronic telephone switch, an electronic telephone exchange. It was totally electronic. All the switches were electronic transistorized switches, one of the first transistorized exchanges ever built. But it needed a computer to drive it. And so I went over there, and we made an agreement that the 1130 would be the prototype for the computer that would drive this telephone exchange. And I was going to build an updated version of the processor in then newer technology, the next generation of technology, that would run several times faster than this machine. That project went to Boca Raton, Florida, when we started up the laboratory there in 1968. I transferred 350 families, if you will, out of San Jose to Florida. You can't imagine how hard that is to transfer people from California to Florida, especially in that time. But we transferred 350 people, started up the laboratory, and that was one of the key projects there. And that telephone switch went into production and was delivered and sold around the world, especially in Europe. It was codenamed Mark Carnation. It was the Carnation system. Very successful. But IBM at a later point in time decided that, well, telephone systems are interesting, but that's not our bread and butter, so we decided to get out of it. But the next question then is, well, if you did that, why didn't we have another 1130? And there we get into the politics. It was not popular to have a machine that was not an A360 or A370 machine. And so the decision was made that we would not introduce a system that was not a 360 or 370 compatible machine. So the project, having completed the development of the processors and delivering them to France, that project was then terminated. So that was basically the end of the 1130 and of the 1800. Except for the clones. But you see, unfortunately, beg pardon?
There was a System 7.
I developed the System 7.
You did the System 7?
I did the System 7. And I did the Series 1.
Did you
do the Series 1? I did the Series 1. I did the System 38, which became the AS400. And then I went into corporate, and there are a lot of other stories. I took over IBM's biomedical systems business later, and then I went to Europe and ran a business in Europe. So that's a little bit of the background of the 1130, a fun machine. This is the first one I've been close to in probably 35 years. Except I was in Washington a few months ago. I was in I walked through the Smithsonian, and by golly, there's one in the Smithsonian on the Mall. But fun machine, and what's so heartwarming to me is to hear people talk about their experience with the system, and know that it had an impact, that people have enjoyed this system and found something worthwhile that was only a vision as we designed and built the machine. And so for that, I am eternally thankful. I feel a very warm sense of reward, if you will, for for the work that was done. And some of the people that we had on the team that I picked, they went on to take major positions in development in IBM, it was an excellent training ground from that point of view as well.